Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Welcome to Two-Fifths and Conversation. You're entering a show, a forum, designed with you in mind, a place where you can sit back, relax with your favorite beverage, and listen to intellectually stimulating conversations on what matters most to you. This show is designed with mature audiences in mind, over the age of 18, over 30, even better. It's for the grown and sexy, the sassy yet classy. Our goal is to bring you tasteful conversations about relationship and sexuality and to help you experience a mental and intellectual orgasm. Welcome live again to Two Sips and Conversation. You're on the air live listening to Two Sips and Conversation, and this is Audrey B., your professional life coach. And along with my co-host, Monty.
Montague Brantley, how are you doing this evening?
Great. Montague, the massage therapist. And tonight we have another intellectually stimulating conversation for you. We thank those of you who are tuning in live tonight to our show. And we took a little break on last week. We tried to do something off-site that we had a little bit of difficulty with it, but we're going to try it again. So if you're ever interested in us maybe tapping into your venue and bringing the show live, just let us know. Just want to remind you that tonight's show is for mature audiences only. So if you have the kids in the room while you're listening, you got it turned up, as we say, you might want to get them to leave. And also, for those of you who would like to call in and make a comment, you can simply do so by dialing 347-857-1769 and pressing 1 on your telephone keypad. And again, if you'd like to text, because we know we have those who occasionally send us a message that maybe not want to let their voice be heard in that manner, but want to use the power of their words through texting, you can simply text us to 770-866-2162. We have a great show planned for you this evening.
Great show, definitely. Going to be controversial.
Okay. We have a great show planned, and we definitely want to talk about it. And we actually have sent in a few reminders so that people can tune into our show. Tonight's show topic, well, before I do that, can't forget about our sponsors.
Do your sponsors.
We really appreciate our sponsors. And tonight's show is sponsored by FLY, Fostering Leadership in You, where we help you soar, successfully organize to achieve results. FLY is a company designed to provide you with speaking services, webinars, seminars, and also life coaching services. To find out more about FLY, simply go to the website at www.fosteringleaders.org. Again, that's www.fosteringleaders.org. If you're interested in a free coaching session that is also available, just go to the Contact Us page, and they will have someone get in touch with you quickly. Okay, on to our show. Well, tonight's show is going to be about it's called Friends with Benefits, or FWB, as it's commonly referred to. Friends with Benefits, healthy or unhealthy. And that's what we want to look at. We're going to discuss tonight. We sometimes have callers that talk to us when we go various places and travel. I'm always having the conversation, no matter where I am. You all have heard me say this before.
All day, every day.
And so frequently they come across people that, you know, have questions. And sometimes we also have an email address that we'll get an email from someone that says, could you put this on the show? Could you talk about this? We'd love to get your take on it, you and your co-host. So we have something called the current situation. And from time to time, we'll bring you a current situation. And we have two of them tonight, actually.
It's currently going on as we speak.
And so what we like to do is just have a discussion about it and see what you think. We always try to give the best. We have a lot of fun with it, but at the same time, at the end of the show, we want to give you a recap on maybe the best route to take. I am a professionally certified life coach, but we also try to remind you, although I'm a life coach, professionally certified, and Montague is a licensed massage therapist, we do not take the place of seeking professional help when needed. So if you're listening to some of these situations and you feel like, you know, it's just you're having a hard time or you might need to talk to somebody, certainly we encourage you to contact a counselor or seek professional help. And also the life coaching services are available as well.
Always, always. Sounds good. All right, so what's the first current situation?
Okay, so we're going to move to that one. And this one comes from someone actually in the Atlanta area. So hopefully that's vague enough for everybody. And it says, I've been dating a guy that I met 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really feeling him.
All right, now.
Okay, and okay, so I've been dating a guy, and I'm really feeling him. And I'm 32, and he is 35. Of course, I'm looking for a soulmate to marry one day and have a family. We've gone out about 8 times since we met. He's kind, and we have fun together, and we really seem to connect. We're very comfortable around each other and share a lot in common and even have similar backgrounds. And at this point, we've not had sex, and I really am in no rush to have sex. I really want to get to know him better. There's one thing, however, that is bothering me. On one of our more recent conversations, he has suggested that we become friends with benefits. But I want more, like a real relationship that may lead to marriage. What should I do?
That's a very good question. What should you do?
Wow. And it is, and I didn't really, well, we kind of figured out it is a female from this letter, from this email. And so I'd love to get your take on this as a male before I come in with my very strong preference and opinion.
Oh, really? My take as a male about the girl who's dating the guy for 2 months that she's feeling now, he's hinting he wants to have sex and be friendly, not in a monogamous, you know what I'm saying, relationship? Really? My take is he wants some. That's what he wants.
Well, I guess the bigger thing is he's talking about friends with benefits. So let's talk about that a little bit first for our audience so everybody kind of knows what FWB really is, because we may have some listeners that don't really understand the whole friends with benefits concept. It's not really new. I'm sure it's been around for years, but in more recent years, it's been called that. And who knows, the terms change, but FWB is what I know it to be, but definitely it may be a new term now. But basically it's a situation where you have two individuals who are, they consider themselves to be friends, but they don't consider themselves to be dating in what we look at as the traditional form of the word. They're definitely not, as you just said, they're not monogamous at all. But they are friends, and they agree that they will be friends with benefits. So some of these friends with benefits decide that that's what they're going to do for each other. You know, they'll have sex, and they're friends, but there's no commitment involved with that. It's just they take care of each other's needs. Other people who are friends with benefits are less exclusive, which really scares me, given a lot of our STD rates in America. But they're less exclusive, so they pretty much, they're friends, and they have sex with their friends, you know, and no one thinks twice about it because it's like, supposedly there's no jealousy because they're just friends. And so whenever that person or someone may have a tendency to get defensive about it, they're quickly reminded by one of the other parties that we're just friends.
Mm-hmm. I see, said the blind man.
So.
But in the current situation, there's no way she could be friends because they've only been knowing each other 2 months. That's not friends. That's dating.
And see, so we have a different, in dating in the sense of what?
And that they're getting to know each other. You can't have a friend and have a friend that's beneficial to you without them first being your friend. Now, if you run up on somebody you want to have sex with, that's one thing. If you're somebody who you're acquainted with and you have sex sometimes, that's something different. But a friend is a person that's there for you. They got your back. That's a friend. They help you through situations. That's a friend. You can't have a friend in 2 months.
I don't know. So I kind of disagree, and I do that because I know that I get what you're saying, but not all friends are lifelong friends. You know, I think that you have different levels of friendship. I think there's some people that, you know, we meet and we just connect immediately. It's like you've ever met somebody and you've, like, been knowing them all your life, and you connect on that level and you really consider them a true friend. And maybe you've gone through some experience and you're a friend. And then you can meet somebody else and you can know for years and say, well, yeah, that's just my acquaintance. You know, so, but that's good. If we want to look at, if you want to look at the definition, I guess it has to do with how you define friendship. So in your opinion then, what do you think about this situation?
Now, I think there are two people who are getting to know each other. She's feeling him. They've only been doing whatever they're talking about doing for 2 months. Now he wants to be friends with benefits. I don't see how he could be a friend yet in 2 months anyway. And maybe you can bump into somebody that you feel like you've known them all your life and y'all want to be friends. But in this particular comment, I don't see that. I just see a guy who's wanting some from a woman. Because if he wanted to be her friend, why would he even bring it up? Usually friends with benefits, at least in my life when it's happened, they don't sit around and discuss whether we're going to be friends or benefits. It kind of just flows that way.
Okay, then you've heard it. You've heard Montague's opinion on the matter. And, again, you're listening live to 2-5 in Conversation. And we are definitely talking about a hot one tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to get real deep. I got a feeling.
Oh,
this
is
why the Tonight Show has been rated R. But it's always going to stay tasteful for the grown and sexy, but the classy yet sassy. Again, you're listening live, and our show is brought to you by Fly, Fostering Leadership in You. Okay. Well, I'm going to kind of take another look at this current situation because we may have this caller listening in to us tonight, or they may not, but they may have a chance to listen to the broadcast at another time. First of all, I'm going to look at it, and of course I'm coming from the female point of view. I looked at a couple of things in here that has captured my attention. Okay, one of them being she clearly says that she is looking for a future.
Mm.
She's looking for someone, a soulmate, someone one day to get married. Okay. Now, what I'm also getting from this is that the individual, he is looking for someone to have sex with.
Yeah.
So we don't want to accord with that one.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. We do agree on something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not an unusual situation. Where you have one person who clearly wants one thing out of a relationship and another person who wants another thing. One of the things I always say, and I'm the author of the book Falling in Love with Me, which is a book about relationships and females and really valuing who you are as a person. And there's a chapter in my book that I talk about how we see kind of the mirage of what we want to see, and I say in bold print, if anybody wants to get it, shameless plug, it's on Amazon.com. Just look up Audrey Blake and Falling in Love with Me.
Yeah, but it's a good read.
Yeah, thank you, appreciate that. And sometimes I have to pick it up myself. But things I say in that chapter is, Accept but don't settle. And Accept but don't settle is a chapter that talks about we have to accept people for who they are, but we don't have to settle for them in our lives. And another thing I say is, here's a newsflash. You can't change him, or if it's a female, you can't change her.
Come on.
What does that mean? Okay. Maya Angelou, one of my favorite poets, rest her soul, had a saying, believe people when they show you who they are.
Mm-hmm.
That has resonated for me personally. And I like to add to that little saying, and they always show you who they are. Now, the question becomes, what happens when people show you who they are? So in this particular current situation, the fact that, like you say, it's only been 2 months.
Right.
Okay, so I do agree with you that they're still getting to know each other.
Right.
Okay? It hasn't been 5 years. It hasn't been a whole year. And then now, you know, she's feeling him, and yet he's talking about sex.
Right.
Okay? And he not only is talking about sex, he just plain offers up, let's be FWBs. Let's be friends with benefits.
Buddies.
Right. And so what does that mean? It means one thing and one thing only. This is someone who clearly does not want to commit.
I can't buy that one, but.
Talk to me.
Well, I mean, if you're agreeing to being friends with benefits, you're committing to something.
But there's not an agreement here.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Let's think about the current situation. From what I'm reading here, she didn't agree to be friends with benefits.
No.
The question is, what should I do? But this person says they're looking for a soulmate to one day marry.
She is, yes.
But he's clearly saying, let's be friends with benefits.
Yes.
Somebody who wants to be friends with benefits does not want to marry you. I'm just going to keep it real. Okay, ladies, if you are dating someone and they're saying to you, we'll talk about that later. They don't really want to define the relationship as a committed relationship, or they want like, well, let's just, we're friends. I like you. We're friends. And, you know, we're friends with benefits. It's exactly what it sounds like. And this is where I'm going to when Maya Angelou talks about believe people when they show you who they are. Because people, one of the things that I believe that we have to do is listen to what people say and listen even more closely for what they don't say. Because I found over the years as a life coach and just as a woman that people always, it's almost 99.9% of the time, show you who they are.
Mm.
And so I think we did a show one time on He Said, She Heard.
Right.
You know, so sometimes what happens is that we go heart blind. Let's think about that, co-host.
Interesting term. What's that mean?
Heart blind. Have you in the audience out there ever been heart blind? I know I've been. Okay? Confession's good for the soul.
Oh, my. Here we go.
All right. So, let me tell you about heart blind. And I'm going to put this in symbolism at first, and then I'm going to break it on down for everybody
tonight. We're
getting
the breakdown tonight.
Yes.
Heart blind.
So when you go heart, but don't make me preach up in here because this is a talk show. Oh, I just want to remind you, press 1 on your dial if you'd like to comment tonight. We'd love to get your comment. Also, feel free to text us at 770-866-2162 if you have something you'd like to be read and express yourself through the power of the text, of words. We welcome all modes of communication as we have the conversation.
Yes, we do.
But, yeah, let me talk about heart blind.
Heart
blind is when you start having feelings, or as the young people used to say, catching feelings for somebody. And that's okay. Feelings
is that like heartburn, people?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, sometimes I think it could be worse, but that's a good one. But I love it. The heart blind is when you allow your feelings to blind you to the truth.
Mm.
Okay, I think there's a commercial out right now, I think, and I'm not going to give them no play because they're not paying us to sponsor.
No, no, no.
But it's a commercial that they say if you got nose blind. Yeah, when you smell, everybody else can smell it, but
yeah.
You've been around it so much, you think it smells like roses, and it might smell like dogs, cats, or whatever.
Okay.
Well, with heart blind, maybe all your friends can see it, but you can't.
Can't.
Mm-hmm. Everybody around you may be able to, you know, if you tell the situation to a friend, they will say, girl, please, let me tell you what's going on. That man don't want nothing but sex. And you might be like, no, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't know him. Have you ever heard of had a friend like that?
Yeah, but they're not usually in a buddy situation, the friends with benefits. They're usually dating.
Okay. Well, we'd love to hear your take on this. Again, you're calling Two Sips and Conversation live, and we are talking about friends with benefits, FWB, healthy or unhealthy. And, of course, our current situation, as we're talking about, is someone who wants to be in a committed relationship, has recently met someone, but this person obviously wants to be friends with benefits, and yet the other person, the female in the relationship, wants more. We're going to check with our switchboard to make sure we're not missing any of our text messages that may be coming in. So far, we haven't had any, but if you'd like to text us, go ahead and text 770-866-2162. Again, that's 770-866-2162. Going back to heart blind, so that's when you allow your feelings or your heart to see what you want to be there. So it's like it's like a house is on fire.
That sounds like that falling in love crap to me.
Well, it can be you're falling in love, but you also just could love the person, and you are basically missing the classic signs that people always will show you. And so it's kind of like the house is on fire, and the smoke alarm's going, well, like you're smelling smoke, but you're like, oh, no, that's barbecue. Somebody must be cooking out.
Oh, my God.
And then you start feeling hot inside, the heat's coming from the house, and you know, and you're like, nah, the house's not on fire, because you just, you know, you're so enamored with the situation. And then after a while, there are flames coming out of the window, and you're like, oh, no, that's just the glare from the new lights. And then the smoke alarm goes off, and you're like, oh, that ain't smoke. That's just the doorbell ringing.
Oh, yeah, that's man's heart blind. That's the man. You know the other part.
Okay. But basically, when you're heart blind, you're looking at a situation where you are so in love, maybe you're wanting that thing so badly, until those obvious signs are being revealed to you, and you're just missing them. You're not seeing them. And so I would say to all of...
That doesn't sound very beneficial, though.
Well, but it happened. You know, and I want to say to those people, if the person who wrote this is listening, you know, I always say, don't knock yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. That's never our aim when we talk about these situations, because believe it or not, most of us have been in it at some point in time in our lives.
Sure.
And one of the reasons we're able to talk about it so clearly at this point, because hindsight is always 20/20.
Yeah.
And so we've learned a lot from the situation. But to this particular person, what should I do? I'd like to get your take on what should she do.
Run for the hills, girl.
Run for the hills.
Yes. Get away.
But is it really that simple?
If she's wanting long-term mono love, marriage, little baby in the carriage, she better go on about her business. This guy is not up for that.
Yeah, and I know our clothes are putting it pretty bluntly as a man, but he's right. You know, honestly, in this current situation, you know, sometimes I tell people, well, sit down and tell him how you feel and tell him what you're wanting and question him a little bit more about what he wants. But honestly, the older I've gotten, and I'm about to be 50 again for the third time soon. I think it's next month. So with a little bit of time and wisdom and hard lessons learned and heartbreak along the way, I've learned that when you start seeing these signs, this is not the person for you. Now, I will say it's always worth the conversation. So it's okay to sit down with him and say, you know, let's talk about this. I noticed that you say you want to be friends and benefit. I'm not interested in that. Just make it really clear. Because it could just be, I mean, a man will try to be a man. I'm just going to keep it real. And so you got to make it clear to the brothers, people, how to treat us. That's something I heard a long time ago. And people will value you just as much as you let them. So on that thing, you want to at least have the conversation to let him know where you're coming from, what you're looking for, what your expectations are. Now, here's a little clinger to this thing, because if this guy really only wants to be friends with benefits, which I think that's what he may want, because most of the time men are pretty simple, and they pretty much will tell you what they want, and if they don't tell you, they show you. They may not even realize they're showing you, but they do. And so I kind of feel that the very fact that he's talking about being friends with benefits, that's what he wants. Now, what you can do, like I say, is share with him what you're looking for. I'm looking for a deeper level of commitment. And then please keep the cookie, like they say. Keep it for a minute or two, you know, because if all he really wants is friends with benefits and you or the person goes ahead and gives him some play, you know, trust and believe, if he's a real player, he's going to come up with ways to make you think that eventually he's going to become committed. But that's just a ploy to continue to get what he wants.
Well, that's way out on some other kind of angle type stuff, I think. That would be back in the realm of dating and that kind of thing. Friends with benefits. All the friends that I know that have had someone with benefits and that I've had benefits with have really been a friend, not somebody I'm trying to date.
I got that. But where we are now in the conversation is the fact that I'm coming from her point of view,
mm-hmm.
not his.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm the friend with benefits stuff. That's something he wants, but that's not what she wants.
Right.
And I'm just sharing with this particular person in the current situation that really she should stick to what she wants. And
yeah.
he definitely, as we kind of agree on this, may not be the person for her.
Doubt it.
Probably is not. He's probably giving you a clear sign. I mean, in this particular case, it's not just the smoke. You don't just smell smoke. It is the house is on fire.
Okay.
And so believe him. Because he basically, when he had the boldness to say, let's be friends with benefit, he was already telling you who he was. And if you know that that's not who you want to be or what you want, don't think you're going to change him. Because people really are who they are. Now, you know, he may quickly learn when he – it's just simple as that. I think I can't even dress it up because there was a time when I would say, well, let me hang in there and change him. But the truth of the matter is that's who he is right now. Now, can he be different one day or want something different? Yes, but that's when he probably needs to try to come back in your life. And then you may not even be available by
then. Right.
Okay. We've got another one that came in. And that's what we had two this week. And again, if you just tune in, you're listening live to Two Sips.
In conversation.
And we're talking, this is Audrey B., your professional life coach, along with
Montague Brantley, valedictorian of the School of the Hard Knocks.
Okay, and massage therapist.
And massage therapist. Everybody likes me to say that. I don't know why.
Okay, well, because we're two licensed professionals.
Yes,
co-hosting
we are.
The show.
Yes, we are.
And one of the things that we're talking about, if you're tuning in live, is friends with benefit is a healthy unhealthy. And we're going to get there. But let's go to scenario, well, it's actually a situation.
Dos?
Yes. Sorry about that. Situation two that came in. Okay, this one says, and let me make sure, almost need my glasses. I'm going to read this one off the internet here, off the email. It says, I've met a man, and we've been together for a while. We met at a social event, and we exchanged numbers and really connected. And within a week, we started sleeping together. And the sex was off the chain. And, you know, we've been together for quite a while, and I am really enjoying things the way they are. Here's the problem. Now, all of a sudden, he wants us to define this. And we have been calling ourselves friends of benefits for quite a while, but now he wants to know if it has the potential to be a serious relationship. In my opinion, this is getting way too serious. I really like things the way they are. And I told him that I'm good and we don't need to change a thing. Problem is, I think he is now, after all these time, starting to have feelings for me. Why is he complicating things? Wow. How should I handle this one?
Well, definitely like you've been handling it. You done put it on too much. Oh, now you want to take it home.
Wow. That is one way to put it. Well, so we listen to the situation. And caller, if you're listening in tonight or if you're listening to the rebroadcast of the show, again, you know, we do want to be helpful and give you some good you know, some good things to think about. We don't take the place of a licensed professional in some cases, but I am a certified life coach. And one of the things, if this was one of my clients that I was coaching, one of the things I would point out that seems to have happened is there's been a transformation in the relationship.
It was too good for him, huh?
Is that what it was?
That must have been what it was.
Well, you know, because apparently it's a situation where it was working for the both of them. And regardless of what someone's moral views may be on this, I'm going strictly by the situation that's presented.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had two individuals, neither one wanted a commitment at that particular time, and it was working. But all of a sudden, someone wanted something different.
Yep.
And as we said, they started catching feelings.
Maybe not. Maybe he's all straight up in logic. Maybe she's more than just a good piece in bed. Maybe she's got some stability. Maybe she knows how to work with other people. Maybe he thinks that she can help him grow financially as well as physically.
Okay. But the thing is, that's not what she wants.
Yeah.
And it's very clear that she went into the situation as a friend of benefits and didn't want anything more. A situation like this needs to be quickly diffused in the sense of she needs to be very clear on what she wants and doesn't want. Now, I'm just going to put it out there because I'm about to go into our segment, the last part of our segment where we talk about is it healthy or unhealthy. But more and more, I just really ask people to start to consider seeing things as they are, you know, and hearing what people are telling you. And if you've got a situation where you got two people together, one of the most important things in a quote-unquote relationship is to be able to define and understand what each person wants from the relationship. Oftentimes we talk about what are people bringing to the relationship, which is important that each person brings something to the relationship. Kind of going to refer to another one of my books. The first book was called Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement, The Key to Healthy, Fulfilling Relationships. And that book was written on the premise of two people bringing mutually bringing some good to a relationship and complementing each other in some way. But oftentimes what we're not talking about is what are you going to get out of the relationship. And so this friends with benefit relationship that the two had, they were bringing, it was working. But, you know, oh, our switchboard is telling me we have a call. So we love to hear what our caller has to say on it. 8544, you're on the line. Thank you for calling in. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, caller, are you?
Okay, we have 8544 on the line that has a comment. You're live. You're listening to the conversation. Can you hear us?
Doing
good.
Hey,
how are
you doing? I'm good. I've been listening in.
All right.
And you know, that's my current situation. I'm going through with the friends with benefit thing.
Okay.
I've known this guy for almost 4 years, and we reconnected, and we both went through a bad breakup. So we decided we're gonna be friends first. And I'm telling him, I don't want to have sex. I just want to be friends. But he's saying, oh, it comes with the territory. So I got involved. I do like him, but it's getting to the point where he's benefiting more than I am. So it's like, I ain't even with it. I'm not even with it. But I feel like I'm kind of put myself into the situation, and it's like I don't know how to take myself out of the situation. But, yeah, for me, it's unhealthy. I don't like it. It's not something I can continue doing with him.
Understandable. I mean, well, we thank you for calling in tonight. You know, I admire your stand on that. Definitely. In fact, your timing was perfect because we were just about to go into, is it healthy or unhealthy? And I do personally agree with you. It's not healthy. Because in the end, this is my opinion, somebody gets hurt.
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
So, co-host, what's your take on that?
I mean, as a rule, it's unhealthy, but sometimes it works.
The important thing is that if you know what you want, then stick to it and lay that out. You know, and it is possible to say, you know what, yeah, I know this is the way it's been, but I'm not good with that. This is what I'm trying to do in life. This is what I'm looking for. And certainly if that's something you want to come in that direction with me, it'd be great. Now, and then it kind of puts the choice back on them to make, or on him to make a decision. But you can't stay in the balances forever.
I agree with that, definitely. And kind of really speaking to you, not trying to pry, but if you've been friends for 4 years and you wandered yourself into the beneficial friends, all you got to do is, like Mud did said, clank, clank, lock it down, and then it'll be equally beneficial for both of you. Lock it up.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's what I'm doing. And he is, like, totally mad. He's like, changing. Right? Like, you see a big difference when you click, clink.
Right.
Because just like Maya Angelou said, people will show you who they are, you know. And
if he's really your friend, sister, girl, he's going to understand if he's really your friend. And now don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean that he won't try and try again, but he will understand if he's your friend.
Okay.
Right. I'd rather keep a friend.
So we got a bad connection. Could you repeat that for us?
I said, yeah, I'd rather, like, the benefit part of it is not healthy. I'd rather just keep it on the friend level and move on with my life because I got more goals to achieve than just dealing with that type of situation.
Then roll with that.
Absolutely. I applaud you. I really do. And I hope there are a lot of others listening out there because you got to value who you are and what you're trying to do. And, again, I still say this all the time. We teach people how to treat us. And so by you making that decision that you've made, you're basically teaching him how to treat you. And, yeah, he's going to miss it. Who doesn't miss something good? I'm just keeping it real. But at the same time, you stand for something. You know what you're looking for. And, you know, he has some decisions to make. And, you know, you can let that be known. And you're not going to wait around forever waiting for him to recognize what a jewel he has present in his presence, because there's a whole lot of other folks out there who would love to recognize that jewel. Thank you for calling in. Do you have any other comments?
No, I don't. I'm good.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
And don't sound so disappointed. Be happy.
I'm not disappointed. I'm enjoying it. I'm just listening.
Okay. Very good, very good. Glad you called in.
Check out the book online. There is an e-book, Falling in Love with Me. It's written by myself, Audrey Blay, and I'm really recommending it, not to sell the book, but I think you'll find some very helpful things, and there's some eye-opening things in that book. Because truthfully, I have to pick it up from time to time and read it myself. So, in fact, I think it's about time for me to read the book again. Thank you for calling. Wow. So this is a good trend into if it's healthy or unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And as you just heard, our caller says that she felt that that situation, friends with benefit, is unhealthy.
Yeah, it's unhealthy for her, most definitely.
Yeah.
And as a rule, it's unhealthy for most people.
Yeah.
Just occasionally, there's an exception to the rule.
So talk about that.
The exception to the rule? Wow. Well, you find two friends who can actually go ahead and include sex in their friendship, still maintain their friendship, and not have problems with it. That would be the exception to the rule, but the rule is somebody is going to care more than the other, somebody's going to be hurt more than the other, somebody's not going to be quite, as she said, benefiting equally. Somebody be benefiting more than the other.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I definitely, we're going to try to have, there's a doctor I want to have come on the show that talks about the XXY theory. He's the author of a book, and he's done extensive research in this area. And, you know, in all honesty, because this show is Two-Fifths in Conversation about relationships and sexuality, but in all truthfulness, yeah, I do believe that the friends with benefits, in my opinion, becomes unhealthy. It's a whole lot of fun for a little while, and you're right. There's probably that segment of the population somewhere that it works for, you know, that's what each one wants. No one wants commitment. But, you know, when you think about it and we think of, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of need, and we all have this need to belong. And, you know, a lot of times I personally feel that people fool themselves and that they don't really need a deep level of commitment. They don't really, but we all have that sense of belonging, that true need. And so what happens is the friends with benefits thing, it becomes purely physical. And yeah, they get together, they relieve some tension, some stress, but that's, at the end of the day, there is going to be an attachment form. And I'm definitely going to try to get, as our guest on the show, to talk about this, because there is hormonal things that happen when two people get together and have sex. It's a bonding hormone called oxytocin. And typically you find that the female will have more of that, because it's designed by nature to help that mother bond with their child. So it's just in the female. And so typically the whole friends with benefits stuff, it's not going to last, I believe, very long, very effectively, because people aren't mechanical. Most people aren't. Now, some people seem to have that ability to just hit it and quit it, as I've heard guys call it. But I don't know really, even with them, I believe, and you can help me because you're a male, I believe that men have to turn off something to do that. But am I wrong in your opinion?
Pretty much. I don't think we got to turn nothing off. You know, what men do is they turn on when they care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have to turn off anything.
Okay, so it's always off, and then they only help me explain that. I think for our callers and myself, explain what that means, that they turn on when they care. They don't have to turn off anything.
If I care about you, there'll be things that I turn on. Okay, I'm always pretty close to always going to be able to be happy when I see you, going to think about you, going to think about doing some things for you. You know, but as far as sex is not one of those things that men have to turn anything off for. We just are ready to roll. And if we can get the cookie, we're going to eat the cookie. If we're going to bite the cookie, we're going to have fun with the cookie. And we don't really catch a whole lot of feelings, not men. Now, if we do catch a feeling, then we're going to turn some things on and we're going to do things just a little bit differently. But, yeah, you know, women, I don't really think are built for a lot of test drives, but men are built for test drives. And that's how we roll.
Okay. Okay, if you're joining us, we have about 7 minutes left, so feel free to text us. And we thank our callers who are listening and those of you who have called in and those who are listening. We certainly understand, and we hope that you're getting something from tonight's show because it is a topic. It is something that happens a lot where people just, you know, want to do the FWB thing. But at the same time, you have a situation where you have a lot of, I feel, single females out there and maybe not as many males. And so a lot of times it's advantageous and to the male to say, well, let's just be friends and benefits because now I don't have to make a commitment to you, you or you. But guess what? I can have all of you. And so that's also the risk that you run because you're not getting that commitment from him. You know, and one of the things I talked about, I'm actually we have another caller that wants to comment, the switchboard is telling us, and we love it. We have your last four digits of 1927. Who do we have on the line?
We have Jerry on the line.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Thank you. How you doing? Hey.
Great.
So what would you like to say tonight? Can you comment?
I had a comment. I did the, Friends with Benefits for about, I want to say 2, maybe 3 years, and it worked for a while. And then I realized that I was starting to catch feelings for that person, and they were still saying that they weren't interested in anything more than what we had going on. So then I stopped dealing with that person as much. But then I realized then it seemed like they were calling me instead of me calling them. At any rate, it worked when I needed it for because the person really was a friend and they helped me out through a really, really tough time. So I don't think it's a long-term relationship that would work well. But if the person is truly your friend, then it works well for the time being because you do need that friend and you need a little extra and you just don't have time or space for a relationship at that time in your life.
Yes. I have a question for you, if you don't mind, though. I noticed you said that once you pulled back, that person started calling you. Is that what I heard?
Uh-huh.
And I just have a theory about this, and my co-host can correct me or chime in. But I think that has to do with that chase instinct that men have. Men love to chase. When it's easier for them, when there's a mutual agreement with friends and benefits, they're not chasing. Once you pull back, it's very common to find that person then will start to chase you because that's their nature.
But only if it's good. See.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Only if it's good. If it's not good, we're not chasing you, boo.
Not going to happen.
Are you still friends?
No, we're not friends.
No.
I mean, mm-hmm. we're not friends with benefits anymore.
Right, but are you friends?
No. If I needed anything now, I definitely couldn't depend on that person for anything right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so it sounds like it was a lopsided friends with benefits, but it served its purpose for you, eh?
It served its purpose because at the time, that person was more so my backbone, my backbone. That person stood up for me when I wouldn't say anything. So they really were a friend to me at that point in time. But now I'm not in that same situation where I need somebody to speak up for me or have my back and, you know, to kind of make sure that I'm going about things the right way and not letting people just kind of make me feel less of a person. Does that make
Very
sense?
Good. Yeah, I understand. I follow along. You, Ms. Blake?
Yes, I do.
Very good. So let me ask you another question. Since that particular time has passed, have you found that you found another friend with benefits, or are you doing a solo thing?
I'm doing a solo thing right now.
Okay. And that's cool. That's good. That's where you are.
Yeah, that's where I am right now.
Okay. All right. And are you looking for someone to marry and be committed in a monogamous relationship?
No, not right now.
All right. So, all right. Well, that's good. We're glad. I'm so glad you called in and commented. Thank you. Call again.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Joe. That was awesome. We've had some really great comments. And as we wind down with our two sips in conversation, I want to just share something from my book. It's called Falling in Love with Me, written by myself, Audrey Blake. And you can find it, you can go to your bookstore, but the best way to get it is you can go online, just in Amazon.com. If you like ebooks, you can get it as an ebook as well. And basically, it talks about accepting but don't settle. And the end of this book, and I talked about it a lot tonight, it's actually chapter 7 in the book, and it says the bottom line is regardless if you're married, single, or, well, we don't have teenagers listening, hopefully, it's important that you see people not as you want them to be, but as who they really are. As the great author and poetess Maya Angelou once said, see people when they show you who they are. It has been my experience that people always show you who they really are, and this usually doesn't take very long. So our conclusion on tonight's show, I think we've kind of both actually had the same conclusion, which doesn't always happen, but that's okay.
That's good. I wish you all could have been in the studio. I was really, really laughing, but I was quiet. Audrey, as she was mentioning about her book, she flipped it over to see who the author was. And I'm just like, really? Is she
real? I was looking for my index. He wasn't supposed to tell y'all that. That was a studio secret. I was looking for the chapter. But it really is an awesome book, and I'm not saying it because it's awesome. I'm saying it because I benefited personally from it. But the bottom line is it is unhealthy.
Yeah.
Benefit, benefits. It's fun while it lasts, but at the end of the day, if you're looking for commitment, it is definitely not the way to go. So just keep that in mind. And thank you for listening live to Two Sips
and Conversation.
We tune in with us next week.